The coldest weather of the season so far is ahead over the next couple of days. During the winter season, we typically see cold like this, so this is not something that I would consider unusual for the Northeast, but it is a good reminder that the cold can be dangerous, so if you are going to be outside, be sure that you are dressed appropriately for the conditions and do the best you can to limit your exposure to the wind and cold. High pressure is building into the western Great Lakes, and a large storm is out over the ocean. The ocean storm is too far away to bring any snow to our area, though some lake effect snow showers are possible over the next 24 hours. The bigger impact is the wind. The difference in pressure between the high to our west and the low to our southeast is generating that gusty breeze, and that wind is going to make the cold feel quite harsh over the next few days. Wind chill advisories are in effect for most of our area tonight. Wind chills will be between about 10 below zero and 30 below zero, and the actual low temperature will be close to zero in the capital region. During the day tomorrow, that high pressure area will still be to our west. The storm will drift a little bit more to the east out over the ocean, and we're still going to be in the area with gusty winds. So high temperatures will be near 10 or so tomorrow afternoon. But with that wind, the wind chill will be below zero throughout the day. Look for a blend of sun and clouds, and there is that chance for a couple of passing snow showers. On Saturday, the storm will move out to sea, and the high pressure area will build a little bit closer. So it's not going to be as windy as tomorrow, but there is still going to be a breeze, and temperatures will be cold again, running in the teens. So the next couple of days are going to be quite harsh feeling. And then by Sunday, that high will crest overhead, so the wind will be much lighter. It'll still be cold, but at least the wind chill won't be much of a factor. And there is the chance for accumulating snow early next week. That will depend upon the path of a storm out over the ocean. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably cloudy with scattered snow showers, a low of 0 to 10 below zero, wind chills of 10 below zero to 30 below zero, and for tomorrow, variably cloudy with a chance of snow showers, windy and cold, a high of 0 to 10 with below zero wind chills. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably cloudy with scattered snow showers, a low of 0 to 10 below zero, wind chills of 10 below zero to 30 below zero, and for tomorrow, variably cloudy with some snow showers, windy and cold, a high of 0 to 10 with below zero wind chills. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 0 to 10, a wind chill of 0 to 20 below zero, and for tomorrow, mostly sunny, windy and cold, highs in the teens, a wind chill of 10 below zero to 5 above zero. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy with a few snow showers, a low around zero, wind chill of 10 below zero to 25 below zero. And for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and cold, a high of 8 to 12, wind chill below zero. Region-wide on Saturday, mostly sunny, breezy, and cold, highs in the teens. And on Sunday, increasing clouds, cold and less windy, with highs in the teens and 20s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.